Imagine being able to rock a piano so well that Steven Tyler of Aerosmith wanted you as his touring keyboardist. That's Russ Irwin, the unofficial sixth member of Aerosmith, playing at one of the group's concerts. He has been sharing the stage with the likes of Steven Tyler and Joe Perry for 15 years.
I'm staring at their backsides. It's an interesting place to be.
Russ Irwin not only tours with Aerosmith, he's played with Sting and Bryan Adams, and he's written songs for Meatloaf and Foreigner. But now he's ready to release his own collection of songs on an album called Get Me Home. And I am sitting with Russ Irwin in the studios of Georgia Public Broadcasting. He agreed to stop by here just a few hours before playing an Aerosmith concert in Atlanta. Russ, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Tell us what you were playing there on the piano.
You know, I was just sort of alluding to playing the first song on my record, which is called I Miss Being Lonely, a song that Steven Tyler actually sang on. It's just the first cut off the record.
So Steven Tyler is actually on...
He's on two of the songs.
Two of the songs.
The other song, Crazy Too.
Do you feel like he felt like he owes you something after all these years of kind of playing with him and for him?
That was not the feeling I got particularly. It wasn't like he felt like he owed me anything, but I literally went over to his house one day, and he was like, hey, man, I want to play you some of the demos for our new record. I was like, cool, well, I'll play you some of the demos for my new record. And we were listening, literally in my car, and we were just kind of listening to stuff. And he heard that, this groove. He goes, I want to sing on that. He goes, let me know when, you know, when you got that together. You're gonna tell me that it's all just a grand illusion, but now you're gonna test reality. Voices in my mind, I hear them all the time, but I'm not too blind to see it. You talk about the future, when our love is past. I wonder if there are all sorts of added pressures on you as a musician. I mean, you're part of something so well-known, a big name like Aerosmith, and then you go off on your own. Does that make the pressure that much greater to, you know, for this album to do well and succeed? I haven't really thought about any of the pressures, to be honest with you. To me, it's just something that I'm doing that's really cool. I don't have any grandiose expectations that I'm setting for myself. I'm just kind of seeing where it's taking me, to be honest with you.
Manhattan is one of the songs on the new album. You're sitting behind a piano. Can you play a little of it for us?
Oh, sure, of course. Walk a straight line right down Fifth Avenue. Oh, Manhattan, I miss you. All day drinking whiskey, now I'm coming home to you. Oh, Manhattan, I look to you. And girls, it won't be true. Oh, Manhattan,
love with you. Oh, 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 Manhattan, I'm still in love with you.
Well, in addition to piano, you're a pretty well-known songwriter. I mean, you've written for Meat Loaf, Foreigner, The Scorpions. Mm-hmm. And how does that collaboration come about? I mean, does Meat Loaf call you and say, hey, Russ, we need a song. Can you write one for me? Or?
They all happen differently. Actually, Meat Loaf, I had a friend who was working with him and said, you know, they're thinking about making Bat Out of Hell 3. Got any ideas? And I went to the piano and I literally sat down and I went... He was like, oh, that sounds great. And it was interesting, actually. He was like, well, you got any other ideas? And I was just... And he's like, why don't we put them all together? And we came up with this 7-minute tune, which was kind of... the feeling of what he does, you know, very epic.
I would search through the sandy darkness to see your face in the morning light. We'd be lost in a sea of confusion. Got caught up in our selfish illusions.
When you see videos or big-name musicians on stage singing your music,
mm-hmm.
I mean, as a musician yourself, do you sometimes think, like, God, that could be me up there singing my own tune and my own words?
Yeah, sure. I think I've thought that. But I mean, to me, the bigger picture, kind of being able to work with a lot of different people, wearing a lot of different hats, I really get a lot of enjoyment out of doing that. I actually just wrote Aerosmith's next single, so it'll be interesting playing that with them. Writing songs for myself as an artist is different than writing songs for other people. They're just two different experiences, you know. It's sort of a different craft.
You chose to name your album Get Me Home.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that makes me wonder where you feel home really is for you. Is it center stage doing your own album, or is it behind the keyboard with a bigger band?
I feel comfortable doing both, really. But when I'm doing my own gig and it's going great, it's really special. I would do that every day if I could, for sure.
What song on your album is sort of going to become the classic for you? What's the one that means the most to you?
I think So Close to Heaven. It came from a really, really honest place. It's about really being on the road for, you know, as long as I've been on the road, and how hard it is to have a home and have a relationship, really. Have a family, really.
Being so close to heaven but not being able to get there?
Yeah. You want to hear the song?
I'd love to. You know what? I'll let you play that song out for us. It's Russ Irwin. He joined me from the studios of Georgia Public Broadcasting, and his album Get Me Home is out now. And if you want to see Russ in action right now, Aerosmith is on tour as we speak. Russ, thanks.
Thanks, David.
You can hear more songs from Russ Irwin at our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.